Hey, it's Friday. I'm Matthew Elaria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. Lord, we thank you for all the good things you've been showing to us this week on the broadcast. We ask you again today for revelation of your Word, for grace and help to receive it, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives. And Father, I release my faith today over everybody watching the broadcast, and I thank you for ministering to them in a great and in a mighty way by your Spirit through this broadcast. And Lord, we do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we've been doing a series of teachings entitled, My Feelings Don't Move Me. And this week on the broadcast, we've been learning about the importance of not allowing our emotions to dictate what we do. Let's go back over to Ephesians chapter 4, and we're going to look there at verse 26 again. And it says there, be angry and sin not. The Passion Translation says, don't let the passion of your emotions lead you into sin. And so in this verse, God is not telling us not to feel things. What he is telling us is to not allow our feelings, our emotions, to move us in a direction that is in opposition to him and in opposition to his word. Now, friend, it's been a powerful week of broadcasts, and so I want to encourage you to go back to mam.tv, and you can watch this week of broadcast again. You can get the notes for each day's broadcast. You can listen again right there on the website. These broadcasts have been powerful, and they will help you in your life. And so go watch again, or if you've missed some, go catch up with us, because the Lord has really been helping us. Now let's go over to 1 Peter chapter 5, and let's look there at verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 5, and we're going to look there at verse 8. Years ago, I was in the car with my wife Amber at a drive-thru, and we had gotten a report that someone had hurt someone that we cared about. They hurt them emotionally, and we really cared about this person that they hurt. And whenever we heard that, I started to have a lot of feelings, as you might guess. You know, anytime somebody you love is hurting at the hands of another, well, you want to do something about it. You want to say something to this person. And that's what I was experiencing. I had thoughts that I was going to say this, or I wanted to do this, or I wanted to tell this person that, because they hurt somebody that I loved. And in the middle of all these feelings that I'm having, the Lord spoke this to my heart. He said, don't be emotional. Be tactical. I want to say it to you again. Don't be emotional. Be tactical. And that's what I want to talk to you about on today's broadcast. And we find it here in 1 Peter chapter 5 in verse 8. It says this, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. Now, the scripture told us to be sober. The word sober means to be calm and collected in spirit. It also means to be dispassionate. Dispassionate means unmoved by feelings. And so what's the scripture telling us? It's telling us to be calm, be collected, and be unmoved by your feelings. And friend, here's the thing. You and I can do this. We can be calm, we can be collected, and we can be unmoved by our feelings, and we can do that even in times of pressure. Now, why can we do that? Because when God told us in this verse to be sober, he authorized us to do it, and he empowered us to do it. And so we can do it. We can be calm, we can be collected, and we can be unmoved by our feelings even in a time of pressure. You know, Jesus demonstrated this to us in John chapter 8 when they brought the woman to him that was caught in the act of adultery. In verse 4, it says, they said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery, in the very act. Verse 5 says, Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what do you say? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. And so what they're trying to do, Jesus had been preaching love, compassion, and forgiveness. Moses in the law preached that this woman needed to be stoned. And so spiritually speaking, theologically speaking, you could say, this was a loaded question. And they wanted him to answer wrong. They wanted him to go against what Moses said in the law. And they're trying to catch him up. And so he's surrounded. There's a bunch of people asking him this question. This woman that was caught in adultery is laying in front of him. This is an intense situation, a high-pressured situation. And it says this about Jesus, but Jesus stooped down with his finger, wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. Calm, cool, collected, unmoved by any feelings that he may be having. It went on to say, so when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said to them, and so they kept asking him and kept saying, what should you do? What should you do? What are they trying to do? Put pressure on him. Again, this is an intense situation. It's an emotional situation. And Jesus said, he that is without sin among you, let him cast the first stone. And again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And so you can see how cool Jesus was, how calm he was, how collected he was. He was not emotional. He was not moved by his emotions. He was unaffected or unmoved by the feelings that he may have been having in this instance. This is a perfect picture of someone being sober. And friend, God commanded you and I to be sober. Now, why did God command us to be sober? Because when we get overly emotional, and when we allow our emotions to dictate what we do, we will end up doing something that lets the enemy into our lives to steal, kill, and destroy. You know, in 1 Peter 5:8, it told us that our adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour, seeking whom he may devour. And so the enemy is looking for access into people's lives. He's looking for a way in. And the way that he gets into our lives is when we yield to him. You know, when you yield to God, you let God into your life. When you yield to the enemy, you let the enemy into your life. In fact, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26, after it said, be angry and sin not, verse 27 says, give no place to the devil. Well, how do you give place to the devil? You give place to the devil by yielding to him. And one thing that the enemy wants you to do is he wants to work you into this emotional fit where you are governed by your emotions so that you yield to him and do something that lets him into your life so that he can steal, kill, and destroy. This is a big strategy of how he functions, of how he operates. He knows if I can get them emotional enough, get them focused on their emotions, get them emotional, they will act on those emotions, they will do something that yields to me and lets me in so that I can steal, kill, and destroy. And this is one of the big reasons why you and I want to be sober. We want to be calm. We want to be collected in spirit. We want to be unmoved by our feelings. Why? Because the scripture said our adversary is out there looking for someone to devour. And if you get emotional, you're going to do something that lets him in and he will devour you. You know, recently when I was doing some teaching on this in our Sunday morning services at North Smoke Church, which of course we invite you to, Sunday mornings, 10 a.m., North Smoke Church. You can find the information at mam.tv or on our Facebook page, but come and join us for a service. But recently on a Sunday morning service, I did some studying on this on the internet, and I found this, that Captain Roger Herbert is the commander of the Navy SEAL training program. And this is what he said. He said, when you look at historic mistakes on the battlefield, they're almost always associated with fear and panic. So the capacity to control these impulses is extremely important. What is he saying? If you act emotionally, you're going to make a mistake and let the enemy in. Now, that was a Navy SEAL captain, training program captain that said that. But this is exactly what God is saying to us in 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober. Be vigilant. Why? Because your adversary is out there looking for a way into your life so that he can devour you. And if you get overly emotional and you lose your cool, you're going to make a mistake. You're going to do something that lets him in, and he will devour you. This is why Proverbs 25:28 says this, he that has no rule over his own spirit, or you could say rule over his emotions, is like a city broken down and without walls. See, if you can't control your emotions, you are vulnerable to the enemy. Why? Because you're going to do something that lets him in. And that's what this verse is saying. The person that doesn't control their emotions, they're like a city that has broken down walls. And in these times, the walls of the city were a hedge of protection for the city. And he's telling us that if you get overly emotional, if you don't have rule over your own spirit or your own emotions, you're like this city that has broken down walls. You're vulnerable to the enemy. He's going to get in and devour you. And so, friend, you and I, that's so vitally important, particularly in times of pressure. When you get a bad report, or like we were in that car that day, and we got a report that somebody that we loved was hurting emotionally because of another person. When you get a report like that, you need to stay calm. You need to stay collected. And here's what you need to do. You need to be tactical and not emotional in those moments. What do I mean by be tactical? Well, in every situation, there are things you can do that will help you in that situation and that will lead you closer to your answer, closer to a solution in that situation. And on the other end, there are things you can do that will hurt that situation and push you further away from your answer. And so, to be tactical means that I choose to do things that are going to help the situation and get me closer to my answer. If I get emotional, I'll get over here on this side and I'll do something in my emotions that will actually hurt the situation and push me further away from my answer. And so don't be emotional, be tactical, particularly in high-pressured situations. When you have a lot of strong emotions, a lot of strong feelings, ask yourself, what can I do here that's going to get me closer to my answer, closer to my solution? Don't get emotional and just fly off the handle. You can end up doing something that you hurt yourself or you hurt the situation by doing that. That's being emotional. Don't be emotional. Be tactical. Do something that's going to help you get closer to your answer. And that's what the Lord told me that day in the car when we were in the drive-thru. He said, don't be emotional, be tactical. Yeah, you could call that person and chew them out or try to cause problems for them, but that's not going to help the situation, and that's not going to help the loved one of yours that's hurting. That won't help them. And so be tactical. What would help? And so praying in faith would help, and releasing our faith and speaking the word of God over that situation. That'll help. And so let's be tactical and not be emotional. You know, in Proverbs 13, it says this, every prudent man deals with knowledge. Now, prudence has the idea of foreseeing the consequences of an action. When you're prudent, you can see ahead. If I do this, it'll lead to that. If I do that, it'll lead to this. And so a prudent man, the scripture says, deals with knowledge or deals in knowledge. You notice the prudent man doesn't deal in emotions. And friend, you and I need to be prudent. We need to be tactical and not emotional. We need to do things, particularly in high-pressured situations, that are going to help us and help the situation. But if we lose our calm, if we lose our cool, if we get emotional, then we're going to do something emotional. We're going to act on our emotion. And friends, so often when you do that, you're going to make a mistake. You're going to let the enemy in. It's going to hurt you. It's going to hurt the situation. And so be sober, be calm, be collected in your spirit, be unmoved by how you feel. Push your emotions aside, look inside, get direction from the Lord, and do what the Spirit of God is leading you to do. That is being tactical. That will help you. That will help the situation you're in. Praise the Lord. This is good news, isn't it? And this is good instruction, friend, particularly again, if you're under attack or if you're facing something big, don't be emotional. Be tactical. Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, we've been commanded to be sober, calm, collected in spirit, unmoved by our feelings. Number two, being overly emotional can cause you to make decisions that let the enemy in. And then number three, don't be emotional, be tactical. And particularly, you must do that in times of pressure. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we do thank you today for the grace and the help to be sober, to be calm, to be collected in spirit, and to be unmoved by our feelings. And Father, we thank you for helping us in pressured situations to be prudent and to be tactical and to not be emotional. Help us, Lord, to not act emotionally, to react emotionally, and do things that hurt us or hurt the situation that we're facing. Help us to be slow to act. Help us to look inside and to get wisdom from your spirit and to be prudent and to be tactical. We do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching the broadcast this week. And hey, I'm believing with you that you're going to develop in these things, that you're going to get strong in not being moved by your feelings. You're going to be more led by the Spirit, and you're going to get into more good things that God has prepared for you because of it. Praise the Lord. Now, don't forget to come back Monday for the next edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. We'll see you then.